week, here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Bounce presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. And now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounce.
Well, hello, beautiful Sunday morning to you. I'm Reverend Tommy Mounce. It is good to come to your homes today by the means of radio to tell you that there is something truly you can believe in, and that truly is something is Jesus Christ. And we're glad that we can present Jesus, Him crucified, rose again on the third day, and that is our message today. We preach that if there be no resurrection, that our preaching is in vain. So we trust today that we've got a rich blessing coming your way. I hope that we can do something or say something or a message or something that we can do to stir your heart and tell you that, yes, there is truly something you can believe in. Well, let's get into our broadcast today by doing this song here. I call it Home.
Somewhere beyond the grave, there is a land where Jesus went to prepare by His own hand. And for the sake of grace, there is a resting place, and in a few more days, it will be mine. Some call it heaven, I call it home. Some say I'm dreaming, then let me dream on. Some call it paradise, somewhere beyond the sky. Some call it heaven, I call it home. Someone said I can't go back home again. Things will not ever be as good as they've been. I've got good news for you. When heaven comes to view, one glimpse and you will know that the best is yet to come. Some call it heaven, I call it home. Some say I'm dreaming, well then let me dream on. Some call it paradise, somewhere beyond the sky. Some call it heaven, oh, but I call it home. Some call it heaven, oh, but I call it home.
We traveled so far by nightfall, how weary I grow. Father's arms would slip round me, gently he'd say, my son, we're going home. Sing with us, would you?
Going home, I'm going home. Now the twilight is fading, and the day soon shall end. I get homesick the farther I roam. But my father has led me each step of the way, and now I'm going home.
Thank God. Going home, I'm going home. There is nothing to hold me near. For I know this of that heavenly land. Praise God, I am
That was the Cathedrals doing that song. We're featuring the Cathedrals today. I hope you enjoy that. And we will be at Red Sulphur this morning preaching, and it will be over at the party at 2 o'clock at Martha's Party at the Healthcare Center this afternoon, and enjoying being with her, and all the family is going to be there if you'd like to come by and wish her a happy birthday. I know that she'd enjoy that. Let's go right now listen to this song by the Cathedrals.
If you could see what I once was, if you could go with me back to where I started from, then I know you would see the miracle of love that took me in its sweet embrace and made me what I am today. Just an old sinner saved by grace.
I'm just a sinner. I'm love and forgiveness, black with love in me. I'm just a sinner, save my grace.
How could I boast of anything that I've ever seen or done? How could I dare claim this mine, the victories God has won? Where would I be had God not brought me gently to this place? I'm here to say I'm nothing but an old sinner saved.
talked about something today. Have you ever made a statement, well, I feel so defeated. I feel that I am so defeated. Well, you know, here several weeks back ago, I was in that condition. I felt so defeated. I felt so alone. And I just felt like I was at the bottom of the barrel and I couldn't go any farther. And that maybe you're feeling like that this morning. And you may be in a valley or you may be going through some kind of a trial or some kind of a defeated situation. And you're asking yourself, well, can I make it through this valley? Well, remember the songwriter said, in the valley he restoreth my soul. Well, I went to the Bible and I always try to get the strength and the courage I need. When I need strength, I go to the Word of God. I find that I must work on my spiritual life, because if my spiritual life gets out of focus, then all I am about will be out of focus. So I went to the Word of God, and God gave me this verse of Scripture found in Romans 12:2. And it said, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Now today, that's why that we have chosen to speak on this subject of, I feel so defeated. You know, last week we preached on a theme, and we hope that we brought it very clear to you. But today we're going to talk about that. Why should I feel defeated? You see, we're not going to accept the mindset that we are living a defeated life. And according to the Bible, we don't have to live like that. We don't have to accept the mindset that we are living that defeated life because of this. Because the Bible says in Genesis 1:26 that God said, let us make man in our image and after our likeness. And you know, if God cannot be defeated, and I'm made like God, I have the seed of God, I have the DNA of God, then my friend, how can I be defeated? If God cannot be defeated and I am in His likeness and I am in His image, then how can I be defeated? You see, I must have that mindset. I must remember that all that this, according to the Bible, I have been transformed by the renewing of my mind. So today, if you're thinking, well, I'm defeated, I can't go any farther, and my friend, you listen to what the Word of God said. The Word of God said that I'm made in God's image, I'm made in God's likeness, and if He cannot be defeated, then how can I be defeated? And you know, we must believe that. I've always told everyone, when you start your journey with God, it's God in the beginning. In the beginning, God. If you cannot begin there, don't begin at all. Settle that issue. Is God truly God? Is God what He says He is? Is He the God of this Bible? And can I trust Him as being God? And my friend, once you have settled that issue, then you're on this level ground with God, and now you can live an undefeated life. You see, a lot of people say, well, I've fallen and I fail. Well, falling is not failing. I mean, you may say, well, I've fallen and I fail, but no. Let's really correct this meaning of these words. Not I've fallen is not to fail. The Bible said, now listen, I always give you the Word of God. The Word of God said in Proverbs 24:16, for a just man falleth 7 times, but he riseth up again. He gets up. I preach a sermon sometime called My Get Up Has Got Up and Gone. Well, you know, sometime our get up does seem like it gets up and goes, but that doesn't mean that we have to live a failing life. We may have fallen. I preach another sermon called Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up. I preached that one Sunday morning in my church, and there were two ladies that witnessed that they had fallen in their own home, broke a hip, and had to lay there until someone found them. Well, I'm telling you today that you don't have to live a failing life just because you have fallen. Because the Bible said again, a fallen man will fall 7 times, but he rises up again. Victories is who we are. Notice what Romans 8:37 said. Nay, in all these we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. Notice what the Scripture said. We're not only conquerors. The Bible said, Paul said, you are more than conquerors. And we are not defeated. I like what old B.R. Lakin used to say all the time. Hallelujah, it's done. I've been born again through and by the blood of the crucified one. He used to stand many times, and he would look out over his congregation, and he said, hey, if you'll come under, I'll come over. And you know, I believe that great man of God, he had that experience one day. His victory came in who we are. And we need to determine in our mindset today who we are. Nay, in all these, we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. So we are not a defeated. Maybe you're feeling defeated. Then, my friend, that should encourage you not to feel that you have been defeated. You see, the Word of God is more powerful than thoughts of defeat. Hey, listen to that again. The Word of God is more powerful than the thoughts of defeat. Now, we can't stop a bird from flying in our hair. You could be out of here and a bird would fly down and he would fly right on your head. But, my friend, you don't have to let him make a nest there. You see? Because you have that right. I had a person say to me one time, well, Pastor, I'm thinking. Hey, be careful. Sometime when your thinking gets out of control, the next thing you're out of control, then you've got to put back in control what has got out of control. And when we're thinking, and our thoughts are a defeated path, then, my friend, we are defeating our own self. Because the Bible says in Romans 8:31, if God before you, who can be against you? Oh, I've quoted that so many times here on the broadcast that maybe you say, well, boy, I kind of get sick of hearing that. I don't think so. If God before you, then who can be against you? You see, we have got to even accept the bad to turn to good. And you say, well, how can I do that? Well, I'll tell you what. If you want to give the devil the lockjaw, if you want to put him where he's at, then, my friend, you turn everything bad that you're giving the devil credit for, turn it around, and start bragging on God. Hey, just start thanking God, even for the bad times. Thank Him for the worst times of your life. And, my friend, you can turn your bad days into good days. Again, I got scripture that supports that in Romans 8:28. And we know, Paul said, and we know that all things work together for good to those that love the Lord. My, how much more proof do you need? The old saying, we have the proof in the pudding. Well, that's the pudding that Paul put in Romans 8:28, that we know that all things are working together for good to those that love the Lord. And we complete the sermon today by saying this. Jesus has already prayed that your faith will not fail. Jesus has already prayed that your faith will not fail. Notice in Luke 22:32, but I have prayed for thee that thy faith may not fail. So again, I go back to the text. Do you feel like you're defeated? Well, I'll tell you, after that sermon, after them scriptures, I trust today that God will take the Holy Scriptures, the seed of the Word of God, plant it deep down inside your heart, and let it begin to grow, let it begin to root, and let it begin to bring forth fruit.
Today I saw that same old crowd I knew before. When they asked me what had happened, I tried to tell them,
thanks to Calvary,
I don't come here anymore.
Thanks to Calvary,
I am not the man that I used to be.
Thanks to Calvary,
things are different than before. While the tears ran down my face, I tried to tell them,
thanks to Calvary,
used to live. My little boy ran and hid behind the door. And I said, son, oh, little boy, don't be afraid, because you've got a brand new daddy now.
Thanks to Calvary,
we're gonna live here.
That's right.
And
thanks to Calvary,
I am not the dad that I used to be.
Thanks to Calvary,
things are different than before. And Joe, while the tears ran down my face, I tried to tell my little boy. I said, son, thanks to Calvary.
Thanks to Calvary.
We don't live here. No, thank God, we don't live here anymore.
Well, we appreciate the cathedrals. They're all gone now. They've gone to heaven, but we appreciate them. We hope that you've enjoyed them today. We hope you've enjoyed the message. And I believe that our message is not to defeat the devil, but to believe that he's already been defeated. Well, I got one more song I want to play for you here right now. And this is a great song, and I hope it'll minister to you. Then I'll come right back and have the prayer, and we'll close the broadcast. This one says, I got peace in the valley.
Side of heaven, he said he'd wipe every tear from her eyes. Tears will stop just inside of heaven, and there'll be no more sorrow inside. Broken lives, broken hearts, filled with sorrow and pain, tears of grief that a smile cannot hide. Don't despair, Jesus cares, there's a better life to come. When we cross over Jordan's tide, tears will stop just inside of heaven. He said he'd wipe every tear from her eyes. Tears will stop just inside of heaven, and there'll be no more sorrow inside. His promised in his word, in his presence we will ever abide. Sorrow's past, home at last, all of life is made new. In the moment, in the twinkling of the eye, tears will stop just inside of heaven. Said he'd wipe every tear from her eyes. Tears will stop just inside of heaven, and there'll be no more sorrow inside.
Our Father, we're so thankful that you said that there'll be no tears in heaven, that you will wipe away every tear. You can wipe away the tears here in this life. If you be for us, there's no power that can stand against us. We're thankful for this broadcast. We're thankful for our wife, our family. And most of all, we're thankful for the people who have prayed and paid to keep this ministry going. We've been on here for many years, but it's because you willed it to be, and you have willed it to people to give and support that our ministry may go on. We never know when we'll slip from this life into the other life, but we're thankful that while we're here that we can work, as the old saying is, until Jesus comes. So we pray for a very special blessing upon the sick and afflicted. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, neighbor, it has been good to be with you. I hope you've enjoyed the broadcast. If you'd like to send Martha a card, just send it care of the Health Care Center in Princeton, and she'll get it. We'll be having her party over there today at 2 o'clock. You're welcome to come and be with us. I know that she would enjoy it. And you pray for her. She's not getting any better. They just get worse in her condition. But nevertheless, if you pray and trust God, she'll get through this valley. So you continue to pray for me. I need your prayers also. Well, goodbye. Be good. May God bless you and yours. That truly is my humble prayer.
Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts returns next week at this same time. It's Tommy's sincere desire that today's program has brought encouragement and blessing. Please take time just now to write and include a generous offering, as your giving makes it possible for Something to Believe In to continue on this and other stations. Today's broadcast and or music tapes by Tommy and Martha are available by request. Simply include your request along with your offering when writing to Reverend Tommy Mounts, HC80, Box 36, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951.